What are you dedicated to? And who has dedicated you? We do a little poll here this morning. Raise your hand if you attended the St. John the Baptist Dover School, not Miss Sally's preschool, but the school when the school was open here in Dover. Raise your hand if you attended the school here. Okay. Raise your hand if you attended the school in Yorkville at St. Martin. Raise your hand if you attended the school at St. Paul New Alsace. Raise your hand if you attended the school at St. Joseph St. Leon. Okay. Raise your hand if you attended North Dearborn Elementary School. Raise your hand if you attended North Dearborn High School. Okay. Very interesting. None of these schools exist anymore. Many of you know that I have moved from Yorkville to Bright, which is very odd within itself for those of you who know the history of Dearborn County. Catholics crossing State Route 1 to the other side used to be dangerous. There's a man who lives in Bright who literally comes up to me, and several times since I've moved there, and now that there's actually two priests, he says, "You have no idea what it means to have Catholic priests living in Bright." But now that I live in Bright, since December 22nd, almost every single day, I've driven past North Dearborn High School that then became North Dearborn Elementary School, and have been watching it every single day be taken down brick by brick. North Dearborn High School was founded in 1959. In 1973, as schools began to consolidate, they created East Central High School, which is now one of my employers, and it became an elementary school. In 2015, it was vacated. They have been trying to find a buyer, but of course there has been none. The Archdiocese of Indianapolis looked at it when we were struggling to find out what was supposed to be happening with Catholic education in our local area. And on December 22nd, the destruction began. As I've driven past that school during this past month, I have thought again and again how symbolic the tearing down of that school building is. Within those walls were memories, joy, laughter, school dances, school romances, fights, anger, dedicated teachers, volunteers, parent-teacher organizations, and millions of tax dollars. And they are all being torn down. Now, we could say that the reason it's being torn down is because we have a new, better school. But that's not really the case. The reason it's being torn down is because our world is radically changing. America is radically changing. And that school is tremendously symbolic, in my very humble opinion. We are a declining nation. One of the ways that nations are defined as either a growing nation or a declining nation is simply by their birth rate. The United States of America used to be a growing nation. To be a growing nation, you need to fulfill what is known as replacement rate. Replacement rate is simply the fact that for human beings to replace themselves, women need to have 2.1 children. It makes pretty good sense, right? You have a man and you have a woman. If they're going to replace themselves, they would have at least two children. Realizing that some women will have no children, it ends up being 2.1. So every woman, to be a growing nation, needs to have 2.1 children. I've never seen a 0.1 child. I've seen some kids that I think only use 0.1% of their brain, but that's another story. America has dropped to being a nation who has a birth rate, a replacement rate of 1.6. China, by the way, which aborted and killed every one of their children except for one child, have a replacement rate of 1.3, to put things in comparison of where America is at right now. The reality is that although there are 384,000 children in America born every day, we are a dying nation. We are no longer breeding like rabbits as Americans, but also we're no longer dying, even in the midst of a pandemic. Our elderly are living longer than they ever have with science and technology, and thus we are an aging nation. Statistics on school closings across the United States of America are alarming. And not only are schools closing because we have less children, but also schooling and the way we educate people has radically changed. Look at Dearborn County alone. In Dearborn County, there were 6 Catholic schools: St. Joseph and St. Leon, St. John in Dover, St. Paul New Alsace, St. Martin's in Yorkville, all had schools, along with St. Mary's in Aurora and St. Lawrence in Lawrenceburg. St. Mary's in Aurora is closing at the end of this academic year and will be merged into St. Lawrence. There will be one Catholic school in all of Dearborn County. This is a trend across the nation. The National Catholic Education Association came out with some data this past year that just in one academic year, this academic year, total enrollment in Catholic schools across the United States of America has dropped 6%. So where are children being schooled right now? Well, 85.8% of students attend public schools. 8.2% of students attend Catholic schools, which predominantly are run by our parishes, private schools. Where is one of the major shifts? 6.4% of students in America are being homeschooled. Here at All Saints Parish, there are over 200 children that are being homeschooled. The way that we educate, the way that we teach, and the way that we form is radically changing. America is changing. I think it's very common for us as Americans who have been raised in what used to be what we knew as America. We looked at school and church as being two pillars in our society, right? You have your church and you have your school. And yet we also know that the data is radically changing in the realm of what we refer to as the religiosity of Americans. Studies came out this past December that America, for the first time, has more people that don't go to church than do go to church. In the United States of America, 41% of people attend church. This is not Holy Mass. This is across all Christians. 41% of people attend Mass. 3 out of every 10 Americans claim to believe in no God at all. Our world is radically changing and shifting. I think a great question in the midst of all of this is who and what are we dedicated to? It has been a norm, and in fact, it's actually part of basic human psychology, that we fuse with things that we belong to. So many of you have great pride in your alma mater, your college that you graduated from. The school, elementary, high school that you graduated from. Many of you might give money to alumni associations because you belong to them. What happens when those institutions fail? Depression, anger, anxiety. Seven years ago, All Saints was clearly going through a process just like that. Four church buildings set to close. Depression, anxiety, stress, confusion. And yet, here we are. Who are you dedicated to? And a deeper question is, who is dedicated to you? Raise your hand if you've heard of a team called the Bengals. Yeah. So last night, as I was getting ready for the 4 o'clock mass at the St. Martin campus, I just turned to one of the altar boys and I'm like, am I supposed to like pray for the Bengals tonight? And he just responded, he goes, well, yeah, Father. It's like, I was kind of joking. Yesterday evening, I brought a group of the altar boys snow tubing as an outing for them. Some of them had on Bengals gear. And then a boy showed up who had a Kansas City hat on. Who are we dedicated to? And who's dedicated to us? Last week, by the way, I started Exodus 90, or however many days ago it was. And for those of you who know of Exodus 90, we do more than just take cold showers. There's like daily devotions and other disciplines. And one of them is you're not allowed to be on social media and you're not supposed to watch sports and all these other things. And so last Saturday night, being faithful, I didn't watch the Bengals game. I also had a 4 o'clock, we had 4 o'clock mass and 5:30 mass, which for the most part were total ghost towns, particularly the 5:30 mass. And so I didn't know like what the score was or what was going on. And I got back to the rectory and because I really couldn't go anywhere because no matter where you went, people were going to be watching the game. So I got back to the rectory and Father Mahan and I had dinner and he's not doing Exodus 90. So at the end of the dinner, I was like trying to be like, you know, he's not doing Exodus 90. I can have him tell me about the game. So he's getting up from the table and he's going to like head back to his bedroom. And I just said, hey, Father Mahan, could you like check the phone, your phone, and like let me know like what the score was? And so he's walking towards his bedroom and he stops and pauses in the family room. And he checks, he goes, oh, wow. I said, so what's the score? And he goes, 16-19. Turns around and starts walking. And I said, so who won? And he goes, you didn't ask that. You asked what the score was. Closes his door. I was like, what? And he's like, Bengals won. Today we're not here praying for the Bengals. But the reality is that this afternoon, if the Bengals were to lose, some people will go into depression, some into shock, Some will get hammered drunk. Some will take our Lord's name in vain. Who are you dedicated to? What are you dedicated to? And who is dedicated to you? Our world is radically changing. And the reality is that school buildings will be built and school buildings will be torn down. Church buildings will be built and church buildings will be torn down. Sports teams will win, they will lose, and one day they won't even exist. I have friends, priest friends in Baltimore, who still, to this day, bring up the fact that we stole the Colts from Baltimore. Who are you dedicated to? Our first reading says very clearly, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. Who we are dedicated to will affect so much in our lives. And I will tell you that dedicating your life, every aspect of your life, to someone who is eternal is the best decision you could ever make in your life. Because everything else can fade away. And yet so many people dedicate themselves to political parties. They dedicate themselves to movements. They dedicate themselves to trends. They dedicate themselves to institutions that will rise and fall and fail you. And the majority of those institutions are not dedicated to you at all. And yet we are blessed to have a Lord who made us, who created us. We are blessed to have a Lord who has dedicated us to his own heart for our own salvation. And that's worth giving everything to. As I have driven by North Dearborn Elementary School, I have again and again thought about what would have happened if wrecking balls had been brought to the four churches that are currently All Saints Parish. Where would all of you be? Where would we be? Where would your faith be? Buildings will come and go. Buildings will come and they will go. But our faith in He who is our God and our Lord and our Savior and our King must never waver. I can tell you some pretty amazing things, which bring me great hope in the midst of a world that's radically dying and changing. Many of you know that a few weeks ago we buried Father Louis Manna at the cemetery in St. Leon. Father Louis Manna was a priest here in the 1990s. As I was preparing to preach at the memorial mass that we had the day that we buried Father Louis Manna, I had our office staff go through the sacramental records. And I wanted to look at all the names of everybody that Father Louis Manna had baptized and who he had married. And then, of course, because of my OCD mentality, I started counting all of them. I was like, hey, let's run some numbers real quick. And during that memorial mass, I gave the data on how many people Father Louis Manna, in his 6 years of service at St. John's and St. Joseph, baptized, married, and buried. You want to hear some good news? If you take those 6 years of service of Father Louis Manna, and you take those totals of the amount of people that he baptized, married, and buried, if you take those and you divide them by six, for the 6 years, and then divided by two for the two parishes, those numbers are exactly the same as what they are here at All Saints right now when we take our yearly totals and divide them by four. We are not dying at All Saints Parish. We have children that are in our midst right now. And they are the future of this country. They are the future of this church. And thanks be to God to you parents who have dedicated them to God. You have dedicated them to his heart, and you desire nothing more for them, that they themselves become saints. And as your pastor, I say thank you. And what a responsibility that we have. Whether it be in our public schools, our Catholic schools, or in homeschooling, to form these children in life, in joy, in truth. What a blessing we have. My brothers and sisters, I ask you to reflect today. Who are you dedicated to? And who is dedicated to you? May our answer be Jesus. May our answer be Christ. May our answer be our Lord and our Savior and our King. And may we find truth in him and freedom and hope and joy. Amen.